Today's radio play, Penthouse Rendezvous, is based on a most unusual story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. In order to introduce our characters in this little drama, we are going to present them in the atmosphere and background to which they are accustomed. First, there is Muggsy Day, a small shot racketeer. To get a glimpse of him, you'll have to come with us to the elite bowling emporium. And now let's see. Muggsy ought to be somewhere around. He's always here at this time of the evening. Well, there he is, in that phone booth.
I said I'm coming up. Now, listen, Mamie, this is Muggsy Day talking. I said I'm coming up, see? Why not? Oh, yeah? Well, ain't that just too ducky? Well, I'm coming up just the same, see, and you and me is going to talk this thing up. What's that? Hello? Hello, Mamie? Hello? Why, the... Hang up on me, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
What you want?
Come here.
Wait a second. I got another plane coming up.
I said come here.
Oh, all right. Gee, Muggsy, all I needed was another strike and I do.
All right, all right. Save it for tomorrow night. Got your iron with you?
Sure. Hey, what's up?
Me and you's going to a little do of persuading, see, uptown in a certain penthouse. Now, come on, fella.
And on the station platform of the elevated train, a man is trying to get a number from the pay telephone.
Operator. Operator. Hello, operator. I'm trying to get Jerome 710,000. I know I could dial that number direct. I've been dialing that number direct for 10 years already. But in this time, it don't work. And there is my nickel. Sure, I heard it go in the machine with a kaplunk. Then another nickel it took to get you on the wire. Hi there, operator. 10 cents it cost to call up my wife here. I want you to return my nickel. Well, why don't you push the switch and give me back my nickel? All right. I'll give you my name and address. Jake Lipstein, 2434 Grand Boulevard, the Bronx. Yes. My number... I told you my number is Jerome 70... Oh, this number here. Wait a minute. I got to get my glasses out. Yeah, what's your business? All I want is my nickel back, and I got to... here you are. Medallion 87734. All right. Now, I want Jerome 710,000. Yes, hurry, please. I'm missing trains already. All right, ring him again. Ring him until... Oh, hello, Mama. How's it by you? I know it, Mama, but I couldn't help it. I'm at 42nd Street and 6th Avenue. Yes. I'll be home in a little while. I got to stop somewhere first. All right. I'll take you. Just as soon as I make this stop, I got to see about a little matter at that penthouse. Goodbye, Mama.
Well, the telephones are certainly busy tonight. And here's someone else using that medium of communication. Listen to this.
Hello, Mamie. Joe. Oh, you knew it as soon as I spoke? Well, what do you know? Must be the personality. Am I coming over? Sure I am, baby. Just as soon as I can wash my face and comb my hair. Yeah. Yeah, I got your letter. Oh, I'm glad you made up your mind to quit the racket. Sure I love you. How much?
Show you when I get to see you.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay, honey, I'll be seeing you right in that little front parlor of that penthouse of yours.
And say, May,
now that you're out of the racket, you're getting out of that penthouse.
Okay, we'll talk about that when I see you.
Sure, I'll give you my usual ring. One long and two short. So long.
And now let's drop over to police headquarters. Patrolman Regan is talking to a buddy in the locker room.
I said I can't tonight, Bill. Just got special orders. Have to change to plain clothes and investigate a suspected joint on my beat. So I guess that'll kill my evening. I hope the elevator strike ain't still on. I gotta get up to a penthouse.
With so many people interested in Mamie's penthouse, maybe we'd better run up there ourselves and see what happens.
Who is it?
It's me, Mamie. Lucy.
You alone?
Sure. Open that door, will you?
Okay, hold everything.
Hello, May. Gee, quite a patchwork stuff. Got company?
I'm expecting some.
And ain't you Lefty?
Now, wait a minute, ma'am.
Take your foot out of this door, Lefty Whaley.
Oh, no.
You said it, Lefty. Shove it open.
Emergency. I told you not to come up here.
Close the door, Lefty. Now then, baby, suppose you tell me what's up.
I told you on the phone.
Suppose you tell me again, right now.
I'm getting out of the racket, Muggsy.
This is Ivy's surprise. I told you I would be, Lefty. Oh, what else, baby? Get a load of this now, Lefty. This is good. Go on, Mamie. Spill it.
I'm going to get married.
Huh?
To the swellest guy in the world.
Say, that's great. Congratulations, Muggsy.
I'm not marrying this rod carrier, Lefty. I'm marrying a guy what is a guy.
Hey, you think we'll fall for that stuff, do you?
It's the truth.
Say, tonight's payoff night. I suppose the gang's not going to show up, huh?
No.
I'll see about that. Pick out a comfortable chair, Lefty. We may be here for quite some time. Come back, Mamie. You don't get to that phone if I can help it. Now, sit down and behave yourself.
Say, listen, Muggsy. Mamie thinks he's out of the game, and...
And what?
I was thinking...
What with? I got all the brains for the two of us.
Yeah, well, I was wishing that I could get back to the E-Light and finish off that frame. All I need is one more strike.
You'll get it right across your kisser if you don't shut up and sit down.
Okay, Muggsy. Okay.
Muggsy.
Yeah?
I ain't never played you a dirty deal yet, have I?
No, and you ain't gonna start now, neither.
This ain't a dirty deal. On the level. I simply declared myself out of the game. You and the gang can go on, same as before.
Yeah, we'll see. Setting you up in a penthouse to front for the gang has put funny ideas in your head, seems to me. Pretty comfortable place this, ain't it, Lefty?
Uh-huh.
Comfortable enough to give pretty dames ideas of retiring, huh, Lefty?
So that's what you think. Well, get this straight. As soon as I can find me a nice little room in a nice, quiet, respectable boarding house, I'm leaving this place.
You know the rules. Nobody gets out of the game until the game's over, see?
Muggsy, can't you understand? I'm telling you the truth. There ain't nobody coming here tonight but the boyfriend. Can't you get out and leave us alone?
Ah, here he is now. Well, Lefty and me would like to take a squint out. Suppose you open that door, Mamie.
No.
What's that?
I ain't opening that door for anybody as long as you two are here.
Oh? I said we had some persuading to do. Lefty, show her the persuader.
Put that gun away.
Your visitor's getting impatient, Mamie. Go on, open the door. Remember, no tricks. Just open that door as though we wasn't here. We'll be standing right behind you.
Good evening, Mamie. What are you looking so funny for? You surprised to see me? My gracious, what's going on here, Buck? Excuse me, I better get out right away.
Stay right here. Well, so this is the boyfriend, huh?
Boyfriend? What boyfriend, what?
I guess you know where her taste is, Muggsy, after seeing him.
This ain't the boyfriend. This is Jake Lipstein.
Yeah, this is the night for the payments, no?
Payments? Did you hear that, Muggsy?
What payments are you up here for, you?
Me?
I said you.
The payments on the radio. Don't point that thing at me like that. It might be loaded.
Might be. It is.
Payments on the radio, huh? A collector, huh?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
Well, I hope you boys are satisfied.
It all depends on how much Jake here has got on him. Feel him, Muggsy.
What is it? A hold-up?
No, unemployment relief.
Yeah, we're unemployed, and we're going to relieve you of your dough. Not bad, eh, Muggsy?
No, not bad, just terrible. Now quit crowning and get busy.
Wait, don't take that wallet. That money don't belong to me. It belongs to the company.
You mean it did belong to the company, brother?
Mamie, please do something with these fellas.
I'm sorry, Jake. They got ideas. I can't do anything about it.
Jake, suppose you sit over there.
No, I must go home. My wife...
is about to become a mother, we know.
No, she's already a mama. But I promised her to...
You'll be home early, yeah, all right. Well, just take it easy.
No, I promised her to take her to the movie pictures.
Well, why not?
That's fine. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tomorrow night you can take her.
I know, but Warren Williams ain't playing there tomorrow night. 2 days only he plays there, and tonight is positively the last time already.
Now, get over there and sit down.
Lay off, Muggsy. This has gone far enough.
Shut up, Mame. I don't want to hear another crack out of you. Lefty and me are staying here as long as we like, see?
Sure thing, Muggsy. Only
what?
Only remember, I got another train coming to me before the E-Light closes up at 1 a.m.
1 a.m., he says, and the last show at the movie pictures is 9:10 already.
Shut up, yo. Keep him covered, Lefty.
You know me, Muggsy.
Well, it's all the same by you. I ain't cold already.
Oh.
Another caller, huh? Well, maybe this is the boyfriend. Come on, Mamie, over that door. The receiving line starts right over here.
No, I can't answer the door. Muggsy, don't make me answer the door.
The BF, huh?
Please. Muggsy, I don't care what else you do, but don't make me let him in here now.
Go to that door now, Scram. Remember, no tricks. Give him a nice welcome, see? Me trickin' fingers itchy. Might accidentally pull this trigger. Go on, tell him you're coming. Tell him.
Just a second, honey. Let me send him away, Muggsy. You can stand right here behind me, but Don't let him see you here, please.
Open that door.
Hi, baby.
Hello, honey.
Well, aren't you going to give us a little kiss?
Say, what does...
Well, he certainly ain't hard to look at, Mame. I'll say that for him. You sure know how to pick him.
Oh, Joe.
I didn't know you were having a party, Mame. I guess I better be running along.
You'll stay right here, mister.
Say, who do you think you're...
Shut up. I'm running the show.
You got a gun, Joe.
What's the idea, Mame? Couldn't you have gotten along without me in on this?
I didn't know they were coming up. Honest, I didn't.
So you're through with this kind of business. Yeah.
I didn't have nothing to do with this, Joe. Honest.
All right, Mr. Joe. Over in this chair for you. Tie them all up, Lefty, and we'll beat it.
Okay, Mugsy. That's well. I'll get that frame in here.
Let me go with you fellas, will you? I got to take my wife
to the moving pictures. We heard you the first time. How you coming, Lefty?
Okay. Next time, come in real handy around with. Funny, the books of etiquette don't tell you nothing about that.
Don't look at me like that, Joe. It ain't my fault, I tell you.
No.
Get your hands behind your back, mister. That's it.
Don't you believe me? Oh, Joe.
Now what must be?
Tie up this guy's feet. Now, how much did brother Jake contribute to our worthy cause?
I don't know. I ain't had time to look.
Give me that one. Hey, not bad. Must be 1,000 iron men in this.
$945 you got there.
Thanks. Almost a Gino. Mm. Now, let's land, Lefty.
Who's that, man?
I don't know.
Well, open the door and we'll see. Come on.
Good evening, lady.
Good evening.
May I come in?
Who are you?
I'll tell you after you let me in.
Okay, come on in, but I'm not responsible for what happened.
Well, thanks for not making any trouble. I'm a cop.
So much the better. Stick him up.
Say, what's going on here?
None of your business. Watch over there now and get your paws up in the air.
Mr. Officer, they stole my wallet.
Oh, yeah?
Look out for his gun.
Lady.
Oh,
oh, oh.
Get out of my face.
Leave me out of here.
Hey, you. Come back here. Where are you going?
Lefty! He jumped through the window.
Well, that's one less to take to the station. I guess I'd better call a wagon for this other one.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm tying me somebody. Please, I got to go already.
Everybody stay right where you are. I got a few questions to ask.
I got one to ask myself. Mamie, can you ever forgive me for doubting you was on a level?
You don't need to ask me that, Joe.
No, no, Mr. Officer, please.
You heard me. You're staying right here till we're through with you. Police headquarters operator.
Mr. Officer, please, listen, listen.
What?
When you get through, will you call Mom up and tell her I'll meet her at the movie pictures? And tell her I got unavoidably detained. You're a cop. She'll believe you.
Be sure to read the details of this unplanned party, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story will appear under the title, One Night of Love in a New York Flat. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Play for today, The Phantom Killer, is based on a most unusual story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. For 2 weeks, Justice Harrigan has presided over Part 7 of the criminal court, where learned and clever counsel have battled over the life and liberty of one Tony Cerrone. under indictment for murder with malice aforethought and other legal descriptive passages. Through the tedium of court routine, with dramatic examinations and cross-examinations, allegations, recriminations, and oratorical bombast, the 12 good men and true, including a member of the fair sex, have bravely sat it out. They have, to be sure, at various times, shifted positions, dozed, made major and minor repairs to their fingernails, stifled yawns, counted the spectators, planned vacations, made up their Christmas shopping list, and otherwise pleasantly passed the time. The last 4 or 5 hours have really been the hardest to bear, because lawyers for both sides have thoroughly reviewed the prisoner's life, the crime for which he is on trial, the daily record of the past 2 weeks' activities, and all of which has been methodically and judiciously recounted and commented on by Justice Harrigan as he charged the jury with their duties and responsibilities to the defendant and state. And now come with us into the room where the jury are beginning their deliberations. The foreman is speaking.
And just as His Honor has said, it's up to us to decide if Tony Taroni is guilty or not guilty. And if he is, just what punishment should be meted out. Now, we've got to review the whole case for ourselves, so I'll run over the main points. If I leave out anything, stop me. Well, on the night of the 30th, it seems that Earl Newman left the Mill Hotel and started to report for his midnight shift at the plant. He stopped at a lunchroom in the yard.
Hello. What will it be? A cup of coffee as usual?
Yes, sir. Draw one, Gus. Couldn't start to work without something to brace me up. Quiet tonight?
Yeah. I'm closing up in a little while. Just as soon as these boys settle the World Series. Say, Earl, you're looking so elegant today, Nasty. You must have some good news, huh?
I'll say I have. Had a letter from my girl today.
Yes?
She says any time I send for her, she'll come on. Permanent.
Ain't that nice? And from what I hear, that may not be long. You're up for that foreman's job that's open, ain't it?
Well, that's what they tell me, Gus. But you know how those things are. I never count any of my chickens until they're full crowing roosters.
That's the safest bet. You've been here now only 3 months, ain't it?
3 months to a day. And that calls for a celebration. So I guess I'll celebrate. Give me a sinker with my coffee.
Yeah, sure. Here you are. They tell me that